Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Steve Zopke with the Final Inspection Show down in Indianapolis. I'm here with Ricky Santino Ferrucci, who drives for Dale Coyne Racing. And Santino, you kind of eased in last year, some road course races, had some results, did quite well, I think surprised a few people. But this year, kind of going into the deeper end of the pool, so to speak. Indianapolis Motor Speedway, so famous in that. What does Indianapolis mean to you?
Yeah, I mean, I think looking back at this, to have the Indianapolis 500 as the first oval race of your career next to your name is something special. I mean, you can't knock that by any means. You know, it's probably the greatest race in the world. So to be going in at 20 years old, you know, first season in IndyCar is kind of fun. It's kind of exciting, a little scary, all of the above. But, you know, it's going to be a long month, and I look forward to taking it day by day.
Now, you come over from racing in Europe and that, and David Hobbs is a friend of the show. We were talking about this last week about how the Indianapolis or the IndyCar circuit has really kind of risen in terms of the worldwide. You see guys like Marcus Ericsson and that. IndyCar racing kind of is a viable option, isn't it, for younger drivers if there isn't a ride available? It's like a good fallback, or how do you come about to ending up in IndyCar season series?
To be honest with you, I mean, I was kind of getting fed up with Europe, and it's really hard to just sit there and travel 9-hour flight to get to Italy, and time change, language barrier, a bunch of other things, you know. And you know, the mood there is different. It's very, very straight. You know, there's no fun, there's no time for laughs, there's no family. And here you come back, not to mention you have all of those things, but the racing in general. I mean, in F2 and GP3, you know, it's still exciting, but you sit in a line. It's kind of how it is. You can't push as a driver. You have only one lap in qualifying, and, you know, you don't get a lot of seat time, that matter. You come back to IndyCar, you can push 85 laps of an 85-lap race. You can race people hard. There's fuel strategy involved. There's tire strategy. There's pit stop strategy. You know, there's a lot more working parts to it that necessarily, you know, F1's just a little bit more kind of like, this is how it goes. You do one stop, you have full fuel load, you know, and it's fun. I enjoy the racing.
Now, you just went through rookie orientation program a couple weeks ago, and Pancho Carter is your spotter. Veteran, he's been spotting now in the series for many years. How is that going with Pancho? Pancho, knowing Pancho as long as I have and kind of followed his career when I was younger, he's certainly the straight shooter, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. So he was coaching me pretty good in the rookie orientation. I didn't even make it out of the first lap, turn one, and I'm already getting told what to do. So can't complain. I couldn't have anyone better in my ear as far as Pancho. And, you know, it's like a confidence booster going into the 500. I know I got great guys around me. I have Michael Cannon as my race engineer. Pancho up as my spotter. Pancho's son is my second spotter up in turn three. So a lot of guys that, you know, are super people that you can trust, that you know have been around long enough, that raced long enough, that understand the game, and that they can help you play with the veteran drivers, because there's a lot of things that the veteran drivers do that the rookies don't know, you know, and stuff like 20 years in the sport that teaches you those things, and that's something that I don't quite have yet. So, you know, having them that have been through everything, it's like having a little advantage almost.
On here, Steve Zotke here with the Final Inspection Show, talking with Santino Ferrucci down in Indianapolis. Coming from a road racing background, we've had drivers come on where they said Indianapolis, it's not as hard of a transition, so to speak, as one would think, because in a way you can drive it like a road course. Some of the long turns, it's been explained, they're kind of like Spa and other tracks. Did you kind of see that at all?
I mean, being in an oval, the only other oval I did was Texas in October last year, and that was a rookie day to on my own to get approved to do this. And Indy is very different from Texas. Texas is 215, 220, consistently turning, no mental breaks, just flat out scary. You know, you come here, there's a rhythm to this place. You know, it's an apex. You have time to think, time to flow corners. It's like a road course, like you said. It's more of a road course than it is an oval, but it still has its oval characteristics. You know, you got to know which lines to play. You got to know how to pass cars. You got to know how to use the draft to your advantage. And I think that's the fun part of it. So,
have you had that moment yet at the speed where you've gone through a corner and the car's done something you weren't expecting? You've gone, whoa, I wasn't expecting that.
Not in Indy yet, because we ran pretty high downforce in the ROP. But in Texas, I came off two. Whew. I was so too. You know, I was a little nervous. I thought I was actually gonna hit the wall there for a second. And, you know, car jumps and moves very differently at 220 miles an hour than it does at 120. It moves a lot faster. It's so much harder to predict. It does things that I don't expect. So it's all a new experience for me. And even coming in and out of the pits here, I mean, it's weird. The steering wheel's not straight. The car feels like it's dog walking. I mean, it's got some characteristics that, as a race car driver, someone's never done ovals, that just feel flat out strange.
So you're ready for that time when you go into you're talking to Michael and he says, okay, we're going to do this to the car. We're going to pull this much downforce. So you're going to be going, you sure you want to do that? Are you ready for that?
I don't think I'll have a choice, to be honest. So, I don't know. I'm looking forward to it. I think Mike and Poncho are really curious to see what happens when they pull the downforce out with me behind the wheel. And to be honest, I'm just about as curious as they are. So,
well, Santino, we certainly appreciate you coming on the show, and best of luck this year at Indianapolis.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.